And you are seated in majesty. Oh, yes, you are the risen King. Death could not hold you, and death could not hold you down. Oh, for you are the risen King, and you are seated in majesty. Oh Lord, you are the risen King. Well, let's just give him a hand of praise tonight. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Amen. We're happy to be, amen, in the service of the Lord tonight. I guess we get a little overflow, amen, on tonight. We still have Brother Steve Zvinga with us from the UK, and they had him and his wife and kids that went to South Carolina for a few days and did some preaching up there at Brother Benny Perry's, also at Brother Anderson's, and so they came back here on Sunday night. And his wife and kids had to leave out on yesterday, but he's still around. So we say we'll use him, amen, on tonight, and just believe that God will just use him to speak to our hearts. So let's have a word of prayer, amen. We'll pray over the service. We'll pray over our brother as he prepares himself to come and just minister to our hearts tonight. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for the opportunity we have to be able to gather once more in the precious name of Jesus. And God, we are grateful that you provide overflow. Amen. That you do the exceeding, the abundant, above all we can ask or think. And Lord, as you've prepared your servant to come here tonight, Father, we ask that you would just use him, help him to get himself out of the way, that Christ would just be on full display tonight. Lord, we just believe that we've said it many times before, you have something to drop on purpose just for us. And God, we look forward to what you have. Just as when Ruth was in the field, it was intentional. Boaz told the reapers, make sure she gets something on purpose. So Lord, here we are. God, just believing that you'll do the same for us tonight. Bless every heart that has come. Those may still be on the way. Give traveling mercies to those that are joining online. Pray that you minister to those that are unable to join tonight. God, look upon them as well. We give you all the glory. We give you all the honor. We give you all the praise. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 Let's prepare our hearts to receive, amen, Brother Steve Zvinga. Amen. He is the deacon there in Brother Gwynna's church in London, and just a real precious brother. He's preached for us before, and we had a wonderful time. The last time he came, he happened to hit a quote that tied into a church, and I knew it was just direct from God. Amen. So I'm expecting to hear again tonight, amen, from the Lord. All right, let's sing Amazing Grace as Brother Steve comes tonight. Amazing grace, oh how sweet the sound, oh that saved a wretch, oh like me. Oh, I once was lost, bless you, bless you, bless you. But now I found, was blind, but now I see.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Seems as if people are at a funeral, they are saying, praise God, praise. This is the house of the Lord. Hallelujah. Where you should come expecting. I don't need no introduction because I've come home. Hallelujah. Oh my. To me, this is home. And I'd like to be here. Praise the Lord. I greet you all in the wonderful name of our Lord Jesus. Good to see friends like you. Brother Branham says there's something in old friends. There's something in old friends. It triggers memories. Hallelujah. And when I stand here, I know I've got the liberty to speak the oracles of God. I bring you greetings from Spoken Word Ministries back home in England. And they were looking forward. Some of them were looking forward to come, but they could not come. But I said, I am going. Come what may. Glory be to God. My. I know I'm in safe hands. I appreciate my precious brother Jack Duff here. He received me with open hands. Yes. And I know behind every ministry, there is a supporting wife. Right. Oh, my great thanks to Sister Erica there. Amen. Yes, who has been taking us around and seeing the place. For sure, my brother has said it all, that we sojourned in South Carolina, where I wanted to rest and listen to the word. But all this time, they will say, no ways, we must use the little gift that's in you. I said, by all means. All right. I said, as long as I'm preaching the gospel, the same gospel and the same spoken word, amen, that is nice, fine with me. Hallelujah. Today, I have a little message that possibly is going to encourage somebody. Amen. Right. Let me just set my things here. I think I'll need a little chair here. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. God bless you, Pastor. Next time we come, Pastor, let's have a pulpit that hides our bellies. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. Nothing wrong much with this one. All right. Right. Today is a peculiar day. All right. Today is a different day. Yes, sir. I believe as Christians, sometimes we are always, always on the defensive. All right. Today we want to go on the offensive. All right. We want to go into the enemy's camp and take that which is stole from us. Yes, we are children of God. Amen. Who are destined to go to heaven. Right. One of these days when we are seated in heaven, we will be asked by Brother Paul, can we share your testimony? Right. What are we going to say if we don't have testimonies, my brother, my sister? Right. The only way we can have a testimony is to go on the offensive. Right. Go into the enemy's camp. Don't be afraid of the devil. The devil is just a dog without any teeth. Hallelujah. He is just like thunder without lightning. And we are here to tell and declare to him that tonight another night, a different night altogether. Praise be to God. My message that I have is some kind of a message that is going to invoke mothers. Hallelujah. Why am I saying so? Because the devil has found a place and a little group that he can disturb so that they cannot hold on to this message. And that little group is none other than our youths, our children. These are the ministers of tomorrow, if the Lord tarries. Hallelujah. These are the deacons of tomorrow, if the Lord tarries. These are the trustees of tomorrow, if the Lord tarries. But he has targeted our children. And we want to adopt a stance like Moses did. He said, not even a wolf is going to remain behind. Hallelujah. We will go with our young ones. We will go with our old ones. My brother, my sister, no matter if you have got a little baby, it's time to make a claim to say, devil, touch not my anointed and do my prophets no harm. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. Let's turn our books to the book of Mark. Mark 11, verse 24. It's very straightforward. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise be to God. My Bible says, therefore I say unto you, we want us to read between the lines. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire, when you pray, believe that you have received them, amen, and you shall have them. Amen. The equation is very simple. Yeah. Let me just pray before I go on. Precious Father, we thank you this evening for your grace and mercy. We appreciate you, Lord, for bringing all the saints into this house, oh God, to commune with you, not to listen to a man, but to listen from thee, dear God. Help those who are online, oh God Almighty, and those who are physically here. May this sermon be a testimony to somebody, dear Heavenly Father. We thank you, we give you glory, we give you honor. This is the most sacred part, oh Lord God Almighty, that no human being is able to do. Father, I invite your holy presence amongst us. I invite you, Lord God Almighty, to come and circumcise the lips of the hearer and the lips of the one who is speaking behind the desk, oh dear God. Lord, may we feel your presence at the end of the day, and may we be like Clopas of old, who said, was it not good to be in the house of God? Amen. As he spake unto us. We give you glory, we give you everything in the wonderful name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray and believe. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. The Bible is very clear. Yes, sir. Therefore I say unto you, right, what things soever you desire, right, when you pray, believe that you receive them, amen, and you shall have them. Right. The equation is not complete when you only desire. Oh, you have to take another step, right, of praying for your desire. And when you have prayed for your desire, it's not time to relax, my brother, my sister. It's time to believe that you have received that which you have been praying for. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Whatsoever you desire, my brother, my sister, whatsoever means whatsoever. I don't care how many desires we have this tonight. You might be having plenty of desires. They are covered in this scripture. The more you have, the more God likes it. Because God says, our prophet teaches us, that when you ask for anything, ask big. Don't ask for small things, which will make people doubt to say, is this God or not? God wants people to be convinced beyond measure and realize that whenever he gives you something, even the world must come to a standstill. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Whatsoever means whatsoever. Whatever desire you have, maybe somebody has been praying all along, Lord, I want a restoration of my business. I want, oh God, my children to come back to the faith. I want a restoration of my health. My health is deteriorating. Lord, may you come into my business. I want you to come into my business and prove beyond measure. All these Philistines out there, they must realize that I'm a child of God. Because the word says, we shall never be tails but heads. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want a little bit of noise, my brother, my sister. Don't wear that long face, my brother, my sister. You have come to the house of God where you must be filled with joy. I have underlined it in red. Therefore, I say unto you, who, you and me, as I preach, I'm preaching to myself as well. What things soever you desire, how many are desiring tonight? How many are desiring tonight? If you desire, my brother, my sister, you are at the right place. Because this is the place where everything will be sorted out. I can hear somebody a mighty gentle warrior coming to the pulpit and saying, pulpit, pulpit, answer my prayers. Pulpit, pulpit, answer my prayers. That's the kind of motive you have to adopt tonight. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Brother Peter, Paul tells us, we must have, it is a must that we must have some testimonies. Hallelujah.
That's right.
Hallelujah. Amen. He says here, faith without works is dead.
Amen. Amen.
Works can never come before you make a desire.
All right.
You need to make a desire to say, I want to have this, I want to have that, right. And I want to have this, I want to have that. Right. Once you start to desire, then when you kneel down, my brother, my sister, God is bound to answer you, because God is not a man who can lie, neither the son of a man who can repent. What you said, you make it come to pass.
Yes.
It's his word.
That's right.
Amen. When I'm put in between a hard place and a rock, I normally go to God and say, Lord, you know me within and without.
Amen.
I did not volunteer to be a Christian. If I did not volunteer to be a Christian, it's your duty to look after me. I feast on your word day and night. Hallelujah. When you put God in such a situation, my brother, my sister, you say, my name of the war is Prince Michael. I am standing up to go and deliver my son. I will go down myself to deliver my daughter. All the angels, Gabriel, will come and say, let me go. You say, Gabriel, sit down. When would you come and say, you know what I did during Noah's time? I flooded the earth. Let me go. You say, not you, Wormwood. Let me go myself. This is the eagle edge. Those children are like eagles. So I am going myself to deliver them. Then you see God coming. And when he comes on to you, my brother, my sister, pandemonium takes place. Doom devil, they start to run. Hallelujah. No matter how many times or how many days your prayer has been held up there. Remember Daniel himself. He prayed for 21 days, but his prayer was being held by the prince of Persia until God said, let me go and relieve my son. Then he said to him in Daniel chapter 12 or 11, he said, the moment you started to believe and pray, I was with you.
Yes.
You must have been praying somewhere, my brother.
Right.
The angels have been watching over you. God was looking at you. God was looking and weighing your desire. My brother, my sister, this is the time to make exploitation. There is no time, any other time that we are going to exploit other than in this age. When we go to heaven, there is no more about preaching the word. It is only about singing and rejoicing. Not even in the millennium. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, praise be to God. My. My brother Branham says, the church has got power to shake this world. And he says he has invested. He says God has invested his power in his word.
That's right.
When he has invested his power in his word, he needs some people who believes the word, who can be the chief speaker, who can use their mouths to release that power within the word.
Yes.
If that power remains dormant, my brother, my sister, we will be like slaves.
Oh,
hallelujah. Faith without works is dead.
Right.
Paul even goes on to say, we are justified by our works.
All right.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
If you have not exploited something along those lines, then there's something wrong. Something is lacking, my brother, my sister.
Amen.
Oh, praise be to God.
Hallelujah.
And I did not have that scripture. Let me just read it to you. I want to justify the scripture that goes hand in hand with this scripture that I have read. In 1 John 5, verse 15, it says, and if we know that he hears us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desired of him. There we are. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Tonight, I'm going to speak about the impact of a desire. The impact of a desire. Where are you, mothers? I said I'll be speaking much about the mothers today. Because these mothers are the ones who carried 9 months of the babies. They know all the groanings and all the pains. And now the devil has targeted our youths to destroy us. Once he destroys our youths, we have got no future, my brother, my sister. We are growing, getting old now. The gray hairs are now mushrooming. And now we need a crop of people who can stand in akimbo and say, devil, you have come this way. You can never cross this line anymore. We are here to discomfit you and defeat you.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. You know the power that we have, my brother, my sisters. And so, the prophet in the message, he was to pass that way. He says, and so, a good praying wife or a mother. I have mothers in here. I have good praying wives in here. Hallelujah. It says, can do more for the kingdom of God on her knees at home.
Right.
You don't need to come here, my sisters. Even at home, when you kneel down, you are damaging the kingdom of the devil. Hallelujah. He said, can do more for the kingdom of God on her knees at home than sometimes the preacher can do on the platform. That's right. Hallelujah. This is the power that God has invested in you, my sisters. This is the power that you need to exercise. When you see that something's not going on all right in the homes, you are the first ones to notice. I don't think my daughter is walking right. I don't think my son is walking right. There's something, there's a connection between you and the children. Then you start to say, okay, therefore, I've seen you and I've recognized you from afar. What I'm going to do is I'm going to ride on you to get whatever I want. You are going to be my horse. Because I know when the moment I kneel down, I can do more damage to the kingdom of the devil.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Let me go to my first quotation. Message preached in 56:12-08. It's called Abraham. I want you to listen to this, my brother, my sister. Brother Branham is in a prayer line. And here comes a certain lady. Brother Branham then starts to discern the lady. You've been praying for God to help you of a severe nervous case you've been having. Hallelujah. Maybe you're passing through a difficult time in terms of your health. I want you to put your name there. Maybe you don't have a severe nervous case. It's something else. But put your name there. That's one first discernment. That's right. You pray for that both day and night. Look at it, my brother, my sister. This sister was praying about this situation every day and night. So when you have got something that is bothering you, my brother, my sister, don't cease to pray.
Amen.
Continue on and shoot the arrows.
Amen.
Shoot the arrows. Shoot the arrows. Remember, in war, we have a soldier in here. Maybe when they want to throw a grenade, they remove the quarter pin. And when they remove the quarter pin, they throw the grenade. Sometimes the grenade does not explode. It lays dormant and silent. But there is, it's not a duty for them to stop throwing those grenades. They continue to throw. When one is going to be thrown, it is going to ignite all those grenades that have been thrown. And it will be like boom, 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 boom. Annihilating the enemy. And the enemy will be destroyed. The enemy will wonder, where are all these targets coming from? Hallelujah.
Amen.
This sister was praying both day and night. Hallelujah. You are praying for a son, number two, also. And that son isn't here.
Yes.
You might be praying for your loved one right now, my brother.
Amen.
Who is not even here.
Amen.
That person is not even here, and you are praying for that person, is still in order. And that son isn't here. He doesn't even live in this city. He is not in this West Palm Beach.
All right.
Maybe he's in Miami.
All right.
Maybe he's in California. Maybe he's in Africa.
All right.
And that son is suffering with a heart condition. Oh my. Oh my. Not only that, but one of the other things we are praying for him, he is not a Christian. Don't shun them when they are not Christians. Love them. Project love to them. Those who are no longer worshiping with us, extend your hand. Go to them. Put your arm around their shoulders. Tell them, my brother, I love you. My sister, I love you. I know you might have come across an obstacle, but we are here to join hands. And when we join hands, we pray for that. We pray for this demon to depart away. And we want you to come back to the ministry.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
That's right.
Those are wounded soldiers. They are wounded soldiers. All you need to do is to go and help them. Get their hands and bring them back to shun the devil. It is not time to say, yeah, you see her? I knew she wasn't going far. Oh, you see him? I knew he was going to fall. That's not it. The kingdom of God is for everybody. God created us, hallelujah, to worship him. My brother, my sister, peradventure in heaven, there is houses and mansions, like they say, and maybe that person you have been shunning is going to be your neighbor. You open your door one morning, you stretch yourself, and that person as well opens, and you look into their faces. What then are you going to do, my brother, my sister? Hallelujah. Let's go on. Let's go on. Not only that, but one of the other things you are praying for him, he is not a Christian. And that's the thing that's on your heart. Hallelujah. However, listen to what the prophet is saying. However, I see another boy with you. He is a kid about 10 years old. And he is a preacher. Woo! I'm still waiting to see a 10-year-old. Being a preacher. Hallelujah. As we go on, you realize that this was the desire of a mother. This is a mother representing her children in a prayer line. One is not a Christian, and is suffering from a heart disease. And herself as well. She has come, she has got a severe case of nervousness. She has brought yet another 10-year-old boy with her. Hallelujah. I see another boy with you, and he's a kid, about 10 years old, and he's a preacher. And here, the one of the desires of your heart, one of the desires of your heart, you be the judge. I'm sure the prophet took a step back. You're wanting me to lay hands on that boy, to bless that boy for his ministry. Ha! Ha! The devil has been working on these young boys to discourage them from coming to church, to discourage them to hear the message. But there is a boy here, and a mother who is called a mother of Proverbs 31. She's interceding for her children. And there she is in the prayer line. She's not feeling well as well, but she says not even a wolf will remain behind. Not even my grandchildren are going to remain behind. Not my sister, not my brother, not my father. Hallelujah. She remembered that when you leave your mom and your father and everything behind for the sake of the gospel, God is going to give you 100 times more. He's going to give you mothers. He's going to give you fathers. He's going to give you sisters. He's going to give you brothers and even farms. That's what the Bible says. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
And that's the thing on your heart. However, I see another boy with you, and he's a kid about 10 years old, and he is a preacher. And here, the one of the desires of your heart. I'm talking about the impact of a desire. Amen. Hallelujah. The one of the desires of your heart. You be the judge. You are wanting me to lay hands on that boy. That was one of your desires. If Brother Branham can only lay the hands on that boy. Because that boy has got a ministry. Hallelujah. Listen to what the prophet says. Now he's answering the mother. Thus saith the Lord. Amen. Thus saith the Lord was never said willy-nilly. Right. When you hear the prophet saying, thus saith the Lord, right, it was coming direct from heaven. Right. Do you believe? Yeah. Now you be the judge. Is that true? Come here, sonny. Oh, wow. He's calling the little boy. The little boy got his hair combed back, isn't it? I seen him. The little smooth faced boy. Come here, sonny. Mother's prayer is to be answered tonight. Amen. And I'm here to say as well, the mother's prayer is going to be answered tonight. Not tomorrow, but tonight. Before we leave here, the mother's prayer must be answered. If it is not answered, then the word is a liar. All you need to do is to believe and to be sincere. The mother's prayer has to be answered tonight. Hallelujah. Not even of a small ministry boy, but whatever you desire, that desire must be answered tonight. We have not believed this message for naught.
That's right.
I enjoy reading what Brother Branham did during his time.
Yes.
Let there be and there was. Let there be and there was.
That's right.
He would speak things into existence. Things out of existence.
Yes.
That's very good. But we feed on a fresh keel.
All right.
We want testimonies which are current.
Yes.
You must have your own testimony. The book of Acts must be rewritten now. We must rewrite the book of Acts.
Yes.
Hallelujah. We must rewrite the book of Acts.
Yes.
My.
Hallelujah.
Mother's prayer is to be answered tonight.
Yes.
The prophet was specific.
Yes.
He never said next week, next month, next year. He said tonight.
Yes.
God bless you, my little brother. Now, listen to the prayer that the prophet is now going to do. He says, our heavenly Father, I lay my hands upon this boy as your little servant. As your little servant. How many grown-ups are struggling to be in the message? But the prophet is saying, I lay my hands upon this boy as your little servant. And perhaps someday I'll have to leave if Jesus tarries. And I pray that you will bless this child. It's the desire of his mother's heart. And I pray that you will anoint him. May he never go into error. But may he be a minister all the days of his life to preach the gospel. To win souls to thee. My brother, my sister, what more do you want? He goes on and he says, bless his dear mother.
All right.
Hallelujah. The mother is part of the equation. The mother can never be separated.
All right.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Praise be to God. Bless his dear mother and the other things, whatever it was. That you reveal tonight that she has need of.
Amen.
What do you need tonight?
Praise God.
When Solomon prayed to God that he needed wisdom, God said, I'm not only going to give you wisdom. You buy one, you get one free.
Wow.
Hallelujah. I am going to give you wealth.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Woo.
And here, the prophet is saying, bless his dear mother And the other things, I'm sure during that time when the mother was listening, she started to add other things that she had not added. I am encouraging you, my brother, my sister, start adding other things as we read this quotation. Because the same anointing that was there during that time is here tonight. We are speaking the oracles of God. We are reading what the prophet says. I believe the prophet from Kiva to Kiva. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I pray that you will grant them. And with my hand on the son and on the mother, I pray that in Christ's name, that you will give to them the desire of their heart. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I ask it. Amen. My brother, my sister, we are in the same scenario. That same lady was just like yourselves. If we don't emulate what the prophet did to that sister, then we won't be able to get the benefits of the message. My God, my God, my God. He goes on to say, God bless you, Sonny, and receive what you called for. And God bless you, and God bless you, mother, and give to you the desire of your heart. Go happy. And I'm saying to you, mothers tonight, and fathers tonight, go happy. Your desires have been answered. Your desires have been answered. We have been on this mountain too long. We need to turn off. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I still come with the same message. One day when I come back here, you'll be in a massive church. Hallelujah. You'll be in a massive church. I am throwing everything back to the devil. The devil is a liar. He can never stand in front of you for too long. When we come back, you'll be in a mansion of the church and you'll be praising God. We are here to worship God and we are not selling drugs in here. All we are doing is we are preaching the word of God. Whether the devil likes it or not, we are going to a new church. With or without money, we are going to the new church. The Philistines have been standing in our way for too long. But it is now time to kick them out. And say, move, Satan. Move, Satan. Move, Satan. We are children of God. We have got power entombed within us. I am looking at atomic bombs as I look at you. You are more than atomic bombs. If the whole world needs a solution, the superpowers need a solution, they should come and consult you to say, what shall we do? The moment you kneel down, I'm told even the feeble of all the feeblest of saints, when that person kneels down, the devil takes flight. Hallelujah. 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 God bless you, mother, and give to you the desire of your heart. Go happy rejoicing. The promise is yours. Amen. God bless you, honey. If thou canst believe, all things are possible. Now, real reverend, just a moment as we are moving along in the meeting. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Now we come to the resurrection of Moses, of Lazarus. Yes. My brother, my sister, these things you can only exercise if you're walking right.
All right. Yes, sir.
If you're walking right. Brother Branham, in the message, the resurrection of Lazarus, he says, now, if you want God to hear your prayer or send an angel to your home, live right. Do right. Treat everybody right. Be right before God. And God will grant that to you. My brother, this is not pretending. If I go and shake my brother's hand here and say, God bless you, brother, there must be something that echoes to his heart.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's not a question of pretending. It's a question of being like David of old. When he wanted anything, David would kneel down and say, Lord, you know me within and without. If I'm wrong, don't give me anything that I'm asking for. And he would raise his arms and God would answer him. That's why God says he was a man after my own heart. Hallelujah. These things, they need us to prepare a ground. We need to do right. If there was a time where you didn't like to greet another sister, this is time to go to that sister and hug her. If there was a time where you were avoiding another brother, this is the time to go and hug that brother. So that the Spirit of God can move freely within us. Remember, the Holy Ghost is very timid. When we come to those things, the Holy Ghost will never come to give you a blessing. Hallelujah. Don't be like a magnet, whereby the North Pole and the South Pole, if you try to connect them, they repel. You want to bring the Spirit of God in your homes or in the church of God, bring me a lick of fire from yourself. Another lick of fire from another brother. Another lick of fire from another sister. When you bring it here, it forms a big ball of fire where the devil can be defeated. They say in English, charity begins at home. If you do right at your respective homes, you bring in a good spirit in the home, in the house of God. The pastor won't even struggle to minister the word of God by just song service alone. Song service alone, he will say, let's pack our bags and go home. Because the job has already been done. Hallelujah. What am I saying tonight? I am saying, let's have a spirit of togetherness. Let's have love for one another. Let's have that kind of empathy. Where if at all something wants to go to Sister Shireen there, you must jump inside and say, before you go to Sister Shireen, you have got to pass through me first. That is what we call love. What brought the Holy Ghost in the upper room? It was oneness. Hallelujah. They waited for one day. The Holy Ghost did not come. Waited for 2 days. It did not come. Then another sister stood up. She chewed a chewing gum. Before it ran out, she gave it to another sister. From there, before the juice went out, she gave it to another one. There was oneness. There was oneness. No one thought this one has got a disease or what. There was equal sharing. And when the Holy Ghost saw that, he said, I can now go down. And he proved it by the way. When he came in, the Bible says, even the cracks of the building, they were filled with the power of the Holy Ghost. Why? Because of oneness. Why? Because of unity. Until people started to speak in tongues. Hallelujah. And when they spoke in tongues, a lady stood up and said, oh, Brother Jack Duffer, by this time in 2 months, we'll be in a new church. The spirit of togetherness can bring God down. And then we can now say, deity is no longer in heaven. Deity is now within us. We are small gods. We can speak things into existence. The people who were looking, they started to say, oh, these people are drunk. For sure they were drunk. They were drunk with the Holy Ghost. And they were saying, oh, praise be to God. Praise be to God. There's no sister who fell willy-nilly. When they fell down, they fell in a gentle way to prove that it was the power of the Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In order for them to reach that climax, they had to live right. They had to do right. My brother, my sister, you are an ambassador of this church wherever you work. Wherever you go to school, you are an ambassador of this church. If you do anything wrong, they will say, you see, that's message church. You see their children, how they behave. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. My, tell me if I'm good on my time, my brother. I cannot close this without mentioning something. I'm talking about Sister Hannah. Sister Hannah had a desire. But she had a lot of Penina around here. Praise God for the Peninas which are surrounding you, my brother, my sister. Don't worry about them. Our prophet teaches us that whatsoever comes to a daughter or a son of God, it is a test before God. So don't worry about all those things. Penina was pushing a push pram. Maybe a push pram that maybe accommodated one child, she put three. Pushing it to Hannah. She didn't want even to say good morning to Hannah, but she was forced to go and say, Hannah, good morning. Oh, son, put your leg inside. And Hannah was looking. Her heart was bleeding. Penina was not coming to greet Hannah. She was coming to show off. Hannah would say, why are you squeezing the children in one push pram? He said, I have a lot of them. I have a lot of them. My brother, let them do that. They don't know the power within you. They don't know if once they provoke that spirit within you, when you go a determined person to pray to your God, my, let me find the right word. That will describe what I am saying. I want to find that word. That word is going to do you good. That much I know. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh yes, I've got it. It is known as disruptive faith. Hallelujah. Disruptive faith. Disruptive faith knows no protocol. Hallelujah. You can tell from the sister with a blood issue. She was restrained by the deacons. She punched one deacon. The deacon fell on his back. She said, let me go. The trustees went and she shook them around. She climbed on top of the man because she was determined. She had a desire to touch the hem of Jesus Christ. That's where her revelation was. She had a disruptive faith, and that disruptive faith say to her, if you don't act like this, then you are not going to get what you want. Tonight, my brother, my sister, I am inviting you to put on what is known as disruptive faith. The disruptive faith knows no protocol. And you say, I am determined to go to the enemy's camp and get that which the devil took away from me, regardless what it is, my brother, my sister. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. Praise be to God. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, Hannah was waiting. She knew every month, every year, they would go to Shiloh to worship. She said, fair and fine, Hannah. Penina, I know what you're doing. She developed a desire. She said, Lord, I don't want just children. You are God who is in heaven. You know me. I don't want just a child, but I want a child boy. Not only a child boy, I want him to be a prophet. One will silence 10,000. So when the time came, they were going. Penina, with a boastful attitude, she even asked Hannah, can you strap one of my babies on your back? Hannah did not refuse. As a Christian, Hannah said, give me the baby. Wherever you are working, my brother, my sister, they might try to shun you, but do that job nicely. That is where your promotion is going to come from. Hannah did not even say, give me one. She said, give me two. One on the back and now the other one I'll hold as we are walking. Amen. Then Penina started to think, what manner of attitude is this? But Penina didn't know what was in stock for her. Amen. Hannah knew that when they come back from the temple, she was going to shut the mouth of the devil for once and for all.
Hallelujah!
Praise be to God. When they went in, they started to pray. She started to pray. Penina did not even pray because she thought, what's the need for me to pray? I've got everything. No wonder when you look into the world, you see them celebrities. They don't want to worship God because they have everything. But those things are nothing before God. The things that we are going to have in heaven, not even an eye has seen it. Hallelujah. She started to pray, and when she started to pray, the voice went out. She was praying and praying and praying until God said, I've heard your prayer. My brother, my sister, let me tell you one thing. This is me. When I kneel down to pray for something, when I stand up from there, there is much satisfaction in my heart to say, the Lord has granted it to me. If I don't feel that way, I'll go back. Until I get that satisfaction, then I say the case is solved. Hannah felt the same. When she came from kneeling, she knew everything was sorted. Then she said, done deal. And when they went, for sure, she had made a promise. If you give me this boy, I'll make him save you, Lord. It behooveth me to remind you, if you make a promise to God, make sure you fulfill it.
That's right.
Hallelujah. Praise be to God. What came out? Samuel came. And Hannah started to jubilate. The devil went into a corner for good. My brother, my sister, I'm happy I'm talking to colored people. Let me get into two examples. Led by the Spirit. Preached in 50-0715. The message prayed by Brother Branham. The desire, the impact of a desire of a mother brought down an aeroplane. Hallelujah. Amen. The plane was going and going, but there was a certain lady who was praying. A Shunammite woman, the woman of Memphis, she was praying. She said, I'm a Shunammite woman. I was not able to conceive, but when Elijah prayed for me, I conceived and I got a boy. Hallelujah. Can you send me or Elijah through here? The pilot saw on the dashboard lights flashing, and the pilot started to panic. What's happening? He quickly went on to the announcement. We are going to make an emergency landing. We are going to make an emergency landing in Memphis. We need to look into our plane. He thought that plane a technical fault. The plane did not have any technical fault, but there was a pool somewhere. The deep calls unto the deep. When the woman was on her knees, she said, I'm going to pray and pray until.
Hallelujah.
Recently, on my road to Dallas, I will hurry quickly as I'm going to hurry as well. On my road to Dallas, the plane was grounded, and I thought, oh my. I stayed all night, and the next morning I was going down to put my mail in the box. The prophet thought he was just going to put his mail in the box. But when he was going, that's when the Holy Spirit said, turn here. Turn this way. Turn this way. Turn this way. Until the prophet said, I'm now going into some kind of a colored area, you know. The Holy Ghost said, sail on. Sail on. The prophet was obedient to the Holy Spirit. He kept going. When he kept going, and he kept going. My. And it says, they told us they would come pick us up. I walked over in a corner. I said, Father, what would you have me do? I stood still for a few moments, because I wasn't thinking about it. I felt that real strange feeling on me. turn and go right back. And I went right back down the past the hotel again, just kept on going down the street, humming to myself, oh, I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them. Started to sing. Going on, I went way on down to the other side of Memphis, on down to the colored district. I thought, what am I? Am I doing down here? Just led by the Spirit. He didn't know. And I passed by and I seen a typical old Auntie Jemima. My brother, my sister. That Auntie Jemima was just like you, my sister. With a shirt, a man's shirt tied around her head, leaning over the gate. When you're expecting something, you are looking and looking and looking. When they saw the prophet comes, her heart melted. The sun was coming up, roses around the gate, the sun kissing away the fragrance away from the rose, and the air was full. The birds are singing, how glorious. And I had my hand going along like that, singing, led on the Spirit. Hallelujah. I looked at her as I passed by. The prophet thought he was going to pass that woman, but that was her final stop. She was leaning over the gate. She said, good morning, person. Down in the south is person. You know, instead, good morning, auntie. She wiped the tears from her eyes. Imagine, when she was standing there, she was praying with wide eyes open, looking for the Elijah. She didn't want to miss the Elijah. She wiped the tears from her eyes, begin to laugh, tears of joy. She knew she had come to the inexhaustible fountain of life. Hallelujah. I said, how do you know I was a person? Do you know me? She said, no, sir. I said, how do you know I was person? She said, person, did you ever hear about that a woman in the Bible? The Shunammite woman. She was quick on the Bible.
That's right. Yeah.
This is what you need to do, my brother, my sister. When these people come to you to try to take you away from the word, straight away give him the scripture.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I was a woman that was barren too. And the Lord gave me a son and said, I promised to raise him for the Lord. Said, I've done my best, but said, person, he took the wrong road. That's wrong. We have children. They can take a tangent. But once you have claimed them, once you have claimed them, remember what Brother Branham did to Brother Billy Paul. He said, Billy, walk there. And he walked. And he said, stretch forth your hands. And he stretched. And he said, you are at a point of junction. Make the right decision.
Amen.
I've done my best. That's what the mother is saying. Person, he took the road. That's wrong. He is a fine young man and he backslid. And said, he went out with the wrong company. Me, my brother, I don't mind people making mistakes when they're in the message. Let them make mistakes. They'll be corrected by the word.
Amen.
Let anyone who comes in with his packet of cigarettes in here and sit there. The word will condemn him. Don't quickly to be on the trigger and say, throw that, do this, do that. Leave him like that. The word will mold him.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let them come wearing trousers.
Amen.
They are coming out from the world.
Amen.
Don't expect them to come dressed like a proper sister. Let them come in as they are. As the word gets hotter and hotter, they will realize that they are not dressed. They will go back and examine their wardrobe. They will take everything out and they will throw it away. The word would have done its justice. But what do? We are quick on the trigger. Sister, you don't dress like that. You don't talk to brothers like that. You don't do this. You don't do that. Let the man behind the pulpit dish out the word. And that word will mold that character to a perfect brother, to a perfect sister.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And he said, he's laying in here right now. The doctors had done, give him all the shots they can. He's been unconscious for 2 days. This sister, this Auntie Jemima, was a strong faith believer person. His son was unconscious for 2 days. In other words, his son was in coma for 2 days. He was staying with a dead body. But she was determined to say, you will not go down a sinner. This sister was not praying that the boy get healed. That the boy receive salvation. Hallelujah. Some will come back here with one leg. Some with one eye. Some with one arm. Let the word run after them. Auntie Jemima prayed. Hallelujah. Mothers, this should invoke you. Yes, you must adopt the stance that Sister Hetty took. She had Edith, who was almost a paraplegic. But she was asked by the prophet, say what you will, and we'll give you. She said, the salvation of my two boys. And they came rushing to her feet. Your children are first. Hallelujah. Amen. The doctors had given up. You might be having a situation where the doctors have given up. But don't worry, my sister. Don't worry, my brother. There is a solution. Amen. The doctors had already found out. They said, he is going to die. You know, in a lot of instances, people are buried before they die. He said the doctors didn't give him everything that he could be given, but it was too late before they caught it and he's going to die. My brother, my sister, even if it's after 4 days, maggots are already moving in your body. Maggots are already moving in your body. Even if you believe even in that state, when God comes on the scene, he will say, Lazarus, come forth. And Lazarus will come forth. Hallelujah. And she said, Pastor, I know them laying there dying a backslider. I couldn't stand it. The mother couldn't stand to see its only begotten son dying as a backslider. I prayed and I prayed. I said, Lord, you gave me the boy, but where is Elijah? If you base your case upon the basis of the word, you're home and dry. I prayed and I prayed. This morning, a little before day, the Lord told me to come out here and stand at the gate. And her back was wet with dew. I just stood here because said, I believe in the leading of the Spirit. Oh my. There is where God and believer meet together on common grounds of faith. She said, he told me to stand here. He said, the sun came up, said, I just kept waiting. When you come down the street, I know you was the person. Brother, when sister, when you have prayed, that case is solved. Rest upon your prayer. And always saying, Lord, I'm pointing to my prayer. Lord, I'm pointing to my prayer. Praise God. Hallelujah. When you came down the street, she said, I knew you was the person. Hallelujah. This lady, when she cried, she said, oh God, attend unto my prayer. From the end of the earth will I cry unto thee. When my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. And God led her to that rock. If you go along with that message, you'll hear the prophet said, I said to the lady, you pray first. And when the lady prayed, the prophet said, I've never heard a prayer like that. Even a little cabin, when the prayer got there, it was written, welcome. When you went in, he said, that was the best Christian home I have entered in. That's right. when he prayed, when the woman prayed, the prophet was touched. And then he said, let me now pray. Then he took over. My brother, my sister, there are some demons that needs fasting. When God was still walking on 2 feet, the disciples could not cast out a certain demon. In the book of James, they say a prayer of a fervent, of a righteous man, availeth much. There are some demons that needs the pastor or the deacons to say and say, we are going to cast it. Now this is the demon where the prophet said, I know you have done your part. Let me now take over as the prophet of God. Then the prophet started to pray. And this boy, who was a big man, started to say, I can see some light. It's getting light. It's getting light, mama. Hallelujah. This man was now in the darkness of all the darknesses. But when the prophet prayed, then he started, I can see light, mama. And the heart of the mother, it melted with joy. I need to, you know, with this Memphis thing, Memphis is really a place that I want to visit one day. I can see yet another child who was 17 years old. The prophet had preached in Jansboro. And he wanted to go out and see his family. When he went out on his way back, he met this blind girl. She had come from Memphis. Hallelujah! The girl was shouting, where is my father? Where is my father? The prophet was standing close to her. When the prophet was coming in, the ushers, they tried to take him on the other side, but the Holy Ghost pushed him towards that girl. Towards that girl. The desire of a mother. When the prophet was just almost shoulder to her, the girl started to make more noise. Where is my dad? Then the prophet said, what do you want your dad for? He said, I want him to take me to the healer. I heard on the radio that this healer prayed for a blind person. That person received his sight. That's right. Ha! And he said, where are you from? I'm from Memphis. Uh-huh. Then when they were talking, then the girl said, you take me to the healer. After that, listen to this. You take me to the healer. After that, I'll be able to locate my dad. She had already done, finished, and prayed for it. Yes. Then the prophet was touched by that. Then she prayed for the girl. The girl received her sight. She jumped, and for sure, she went to look for her dad with wide open eyes. Hallelujah. There's something with Memphis, my brother, my sister. There's something with these colored women. I'm happy I'm talking to colored women. Hallelujah. Let me provoke you one day. Another day, Miriam, they started to laugh at Moses. Why have you married an Ethiopian, a black woman? Hallelujah. Miriam was a prophetess. But God did not regard that. Hallelujah. She said, because you have spoken against a black woman, I am going to give you leprosy. How can you tell me the kind of woman my prophet has to marry? Hallelujah. There's something in a black woman. The last time the Lord Jesus was going to finish his steps for him to be nailed, a black man. A black man helped him to carry the cross. There's something within us, my brother, my sister, that we should be overjoyed about. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. Where am I now? where I'm now going to rely on now. Okay, let me come down here. The devil is a liar. He can never try to play around with my laptop. No way. I don't give you that. Devil, you are a liar. Not this one. Not this one. Devil is a liar. My. Let me go to this one. Nah, all right. Wow. Every seed will bring forth of its kind. Message preached in 510720. Is that right? Wheat will bring forth a wheat. Barley will bring barley. Corn will bring corn. Is that right? Well, Jesus said the word of God was a seed. Is that right? Now, Mark 11:24, a seed then. Jesus said, whatsoever things you desire, when you pray, believe you receive it, and you shall have it. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. Now look, the order of the scripture. This is where my attention is. Believe now. You believe now, you receive it. That's present tense. In the future, it will be given to you. Mind you, my brother, my sister, God can give it to you right now. It's his choice to give you now or in the future. Whatsoever you desire, if you pray, believe you receive them and it shall be given unto you. See, you shall receive it in the future. Just accept it. Believe it. Stay with it. Water it. Believe it. It will come to pass. God is under obligation. God is under obligation, isn't he? God is under obligation to his word. I'm mindful of my time. If we can rise to our feet. Tonight, my brother, my sister, it was just a question of reminding you that Mark 11:24, you ask anything in his name and God will grant it to you. You got to have a desire. When you start to have a desire, then pray. When you pray, you shall receive it. God, as it is written, God is not a man who can lie, nor a man who can go back on his word. God knew the type of clothing that you'll be wearing today, the type of seat where you're going to sit. We are reminded that 30 minutes before we come to church, the angels would have come in and swept for us. You are more worthy than an angel. Because angels knows no sin. We know what sin is all about. One day when we got yonder there, when we start to sing songs of overcoming, they will keep quiet. Exactly right. All I urge you, my brother, my sister, it doesn't take much. Desire. Pray. Receive. God bless you. Over to you.
Praise the Lord. Amen.
Next time I'm coming here, we are going to minister in a new church. Next time I come here, we are going to minister in a new church. We have to make a stop to this devil. It's too much that he's putting upon us. He wants the message that is being preached out there to engulf the world instead of this cream of all the cream. I have a desire of a granddad. I have got two grandchildren. But I have a desire because this is part of my church. Amen. And that desire, I have to let it be known unto God. Amen. I am taking every spirit under my control for the glory of God. Amen. And I'm going to pray the desire that I have, my brother, my sister, is I want God to give you the church that I saw. Your pastor will tell you what I did. What I did is what I did when he showed me that place. I already imagined him behind the pulpit preaching the gospel of God. I am also going to pray for your secret desires. And I know God will come to deliver it. Let us just bow our heads. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, we have preached your word. We have perused through the pages of the Bible. We have perused through the message which were preached by your prophet, your vindicated prophet. Lord God Almighty, oh Lord, I pray this moment of time, dear God, Father, to open the doors for this church, oh God Almighty. Father, Lord Jesus Christ, to give them the church, oh Lord God Almighty, that is upon their hearts, oh dear God. Father, they are here to preach the oracles of God. They are not here to do deals, Almighty Jehovah. They are coming to congregate, to commune with you, oh God. I pray with my heart out, oh Lord God Almighty. What a sweet bunch of people they are. Heavenly Father, may you not, Almighty Jehovah, answer them, dear God. May you remove the obstacle, dear God. May you remove the devil in their way, Almighty Jehovah. It is time, dear God, that they move in a new church, oh God. For sure, they've been here for too long. It is time for them to turn northwards and adopt that church, oh blessed Savior. Father God Almighty, ministries have been spoken in this way, in this church, oh God. Oh, Father, sermons have been preached in this church, oh God. We have come to preach in this church, dear God. But it is not ours, oh Father. May you give us ours, oh dear God. Where we can never rush to finish to preach. Where we can never rush to sing unto thee, oh God. Father, we make a declaration, Father. We make a promise, Lord, that we will do everything right before you, oh God. If you move us to that church, dear God, may you open doors, oh Lord God Almighty. May you lead the pastor of here, Brother Jack Duffer, together with his, oh Lord God Almighty, deacons, oh God. Oh, precious Lord. Father, we cry from the depths of our hearts, and we're asking from thee, dear God. We know the devil has been holding this for too long. We know one day Daniel, when he was praying, oh Father, his prayers were withheld by the demon, oh God. But Father, we say, give way, you devil. Yes. Let us pass through. We adjure you, Satan. You have no power, you have no authority. Go back to the pits of hell. In the name of Jesus Christ, Father God, I also commit, Almighty Jehovah, the secret desires of your children. Father, I know they have got desires. They have got big desires because they are asking from a big Father. And Lord, we know, we are taught that when we ask from thee, we should ask big, Almighty Jehovah. For we know already, Father, we are in the warehouse of God, where we can take everything that we so much like. You are El Shaddai, the blessed Jehovah. We are coming to suck according to our needs. May you fulfill, O Lord God Almighty, every promise of your word unto your blessed children. Until we meet, Father, I surrender all unto thee. In Jesus' name I pray and believe. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. My, hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Just please turn around and tell somebody, say, I receive it. I receive it. I receive it. Amen. That's what the, you can be seated. That's what we were told, believe, pray, and then receive it. We're going to walk right into it. I believe it's the Holy Spirit speaking to us tonight. And I was over taking Brother Steve's, we took his family to the airport and yesterday. I said, you know what, brother? Let me just drive you by something over here and just show you something. I just drove by since we was near the airport. Brother Steve jumped out the car and said, no, stop, brother, stop. He said, I want to pray on the property. I want to claim it. And the people was there. I mean, they was. I don't know what they were doing, but he was outside praying. I'm like, well, it is what it is. But I thank the Lord for his faith, you know, and I mean, people that join up with you, and they've been on the journey with us for a little bit, and I already know as soon as we announce dedication meetings, we have a lot of saints from the UK coming over, amen, to be a part of that. So I'm under expectation. You know, I was this whole 2 weeks ago? How long has it been now? Because 2 weeks ago, but that I was talking to a couple of the brothers, and I was just thinking that probably be about 400 people, you know, kind of. We knew we had 260 registered at a banquet. I'm like, okay, about 400 to be here. And that was my number that I thought. And then one brother said, no, Brother Jack, it was about 600 people that was there at the night of worship. I said, what? And the place could only hold 800. And so, I mean, like, we could have problems before we even get started, right? But nonetheless, we thank the Lord, you know, for the opportunity to be able to host, and we're looking forward to just doing more for the kingdom of God. Like Brother Steve said, we're not selling drugs. We're not here selling drugs and doing something. No, we living right. We doing right. And then the quote said, treat everybody right. And so he right into this restoration series that we've been on for this year. And I mean, because the palm worms eating away the fellowship amongst the believers, we had to deal with all that, right? And now you see, we treating everybody right. We're not avoiding one another, running out the other door. No, everybody out the same door, and make sure you greet somebody. Yeah. Praise God. Yeah. The one you're trying to avoid, make sure you greet them. Yeah. Hallelujah. Amen. But you know, all we're doing is getting our hearts prepared for what God wants to do in our midst. And we can't go into that situation with a church that's divided. You can't do that. We got to be together, because the beauty of the church, amen, is not the building, but the beauty of the church is the character of the people. Hallelujah. Brother Steve, God bless you. We appreciate you, amen, on tonight. The impact of a desire. Amen, amen. Let me quickly just give you the announcements, and we will prepare to dismiss shortly. We good to have Brother Mark back with us. He went away there to Michigan and made it back safely, so we thank the Lord. All right, so Sunday morning prayer from 9 to 10, and then service at 10:30 a.m., so keep that in mind. Sunday school from 9:30 to 10 for our youth and young adults. Is this right? Okay, is there? All right, no worries. Is that it? Okay. And then streaming continues through Twitter, Facebook, and our church website. Friday, we have our home tape service, and that it will be Let Your Light So Shine. Is what we'll be listening to at home. So just keep that in mind, the Friday tape service at home, Let Your Light So Shine. And don't forget, we got a combined service coming up at the end of the month, September 29th at Eagles Temple in Miami, Florida. We want to do all we can to go and support the church there in Miami and just be a part of that service. It's going to start at 6 p.m. On that Sunday, so keep that in mind. All right, our giving is through Zelle. The preferred method is Zelle, is giving at john423.org for those that are online. We also have Cash App and PayPal, but if you need to use that, we ask that you just email trustees at john423.org. They'll give you the information for Cash App and PayPal, but we ask that you use Zelle, because Cash App and PayPal take fees from the giving. We also have a mailing address there at the bottom of the screen that you could use to mail in an offering. And those that are in the sanctuary, we have a box on the back table that you can use as you are exiting on tonight. Praise the Lord. All right. Just before we go, and I want to, God bless Sister Isabel. Amen. Good to have you with us. Praise the Lord. Which city in South Africa? Which city in South Africa? From Zim. Oh, brother Nguyenya told me South Africa. But it, okay, but Zim. All right. Well, praise the Lord, Sister Isabel. It's good to have you, amen, with us. Before we leave tonight, anybody got a testimony you want to share before we go tonight? All right. Okay, I got one here. Praise the Lord.
God bless you, saints. After the concert, I was so blessed, and understanding the expenses that were, you know, racked up in doing that, it was on my heart to make an offering for it, and I made that offering, and the Lord came back within just a matter of a day or two and gave me double what I had given.
Amen.
Praise God.
Praise the Lord. Well, there's an angel troubling water. I'm jumping in.
Amen. I just want to thank God for healing my body. I was sick and not able to make all the glorious services and fellowship, but I was able to make the last one, and I was really blessed by that. But it was just something that, you know, the last day, I didn't even think I was going to make the last day service, but God came through and healed me, and I was able to be there.
Amen. Thank God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. All right, anybody else? Okay. All right. Well, we will prepare for dismissal. Let's just have a word of prayer before we leave. Father, we are grateful. Father, for the privilege and the opportunity we have to come here and hear the word of God. Our hearts have been stirred and encouraged by what we've heard. Lord, the scripture tells whatsoever we desire. And I know that there are many desires that went forth tonight as we heard the word of God. And God, I know that you have granted each and every one of them. You don't send a minister here just to share something. You don't play with your word. God, you are more concerned about manifesting your word to us than we are in looking for it. You want to make sure that we get it. As any father would do for his children, it goes out of its way to try to make sure those kids get everything that they desire. Lord, that's the way you feel about us, and we thank you for that. It has to start with a desire, and from that we pray, and then we receive what we have prayed for. And God, there's a certain order to this. So God, we are leaving here. We've prayed about it. We've expressed our desires. We've prayed about it. Now, Father, we walk out into the manifestation of receiving it. We pray, Lord, that you would just bless Brother Steve. Thank you for him just stand back, Lord, just deliver a little something here, and we receive, God, the prophecy. Lord, I even heard tonight, it wasn't Brother Steve, I believe it's the Holy Spirit speaking through our brother. Say, within 2 months, and God, we're thanking you, and we receive that even right now. Even for him to kind of come and talk about barrenness. That's what we were dealing with, Lord, the story of Hannah there in 1 Samuel. What a confirmation for the journey that we've been on, and just so many things that were said. We know that this is nothing else but the voice of God speaking to us. Oh, my. Amen. Maybe in fellowship in here in this place, to some it may look like we're barren spiritually, but God, we're getting ready to give birth to something, and God, we're giving you glory and honor for what we're going to give birth to. And Lord, when we give birth, it's not just for us, but we give it back to you, Lord, that you might get glory, the same way Hannah gave back her son to you, and he was able to lead a whole nation through his gift of prophecy, Lord, and him being a prophet. So, Lord, we just pray, God, that you would just help us to stay the course and keep our eyes set on you and every promise that you've made, that knowing that not one word that you've spoken will fall to the ground and return void. We give you praise. Bless us now as we leave this place, but not your presence. May we go meditating and, Lord, just thinking on the things that were spoken to us here tonight. And thank you for the testimonies that went forth here tonight as well. Thank you for blessing Sister Burrs and blessing Sister Virginia. Thank you, Lord, for touching her in her body. You are a mighty God. So in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's give the Lord a hand of praise before we. Lord, we receive, we receive, we receive. Amen. God bless you. Our brothers will come, amen, to dismiss you here tonight. God bless you.